Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Joe, it's our last show of 2023. It's sad.
It's sad. It's coming to an end. It's been a fun year, fun 2023, and looking forward to many more shows together in 2024.
I'm not sad. Good riddance. Let's keep it moving here. 2024. Let's keep it moving on. all right. So we had. I didn't do what I was going to do. I was too busy with other junk.
Yeah, life.
Me clipping your mayo clip from yesterday and just having it. But that'll come back in 2024.
You clipped the mayo?
No, I wasn't able to because I've been working on other stuff.
But sorry to hear that.
The mayo will come back for those of you who missed it yesterday. So it is, all right, it is the last show of 2023. So Joe, it is my favorite time of the year in December. I don't know about other people. I love going through and seeing the best of lists.
I like to go through and see what people thought were the best of 2023.
Yeah, now everything's subjective.
Yeah.
There can never be a definitive best of.
Right.
The definitive lists are like this was the most, you know, read article on a certain, you know, like those things are not subjective, but I like looking at that. I take them as like it's a good list of recommendations for stuff for the next few months to maybe look at. Something new to listen to that I might never even heard of. But someone says it's the fifth best record of the year. I'm like, all right, well, let's see if I like it.
Or a television show to binge or a movie to watch.
Anything like that. I love the lists. So 8:03, 9:30 throughout the morning. Wait, your best of 2023. What was it? Your favorite thing in 2023? Or what's topping your list? Could be anything. A TV show, a movie, anything you did. Your best of 2023. What was it? And Joe, I thought we should go through some top best of lists. Best of 2023 lists here. And just kind of give a little bit of what we think about the 2023 list. And you know, I went through, I grabbed a few lists. Not all of them people are going to really gain a lot from, but we grab some lists to see the best of, and we'll pass judgment on them as we kind of go through. Who wants to start? You.
You want me to start? Okay. So I came up with 4.5 lists, and
how do you have half a list?
Well, it's a top five. So that was,
did it run out of ink, the printer?
No, I ran out of ID. I ran out of brain power.
Yeah.
I thought we'd start with an easy one. How about the top Western New York stories of 2023, my opinion?
Oh, your own list.
I put my own list together.
Wait, these are all your own lists?
These ones are, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just getting lists from other places.
Oh, I have that too.
Okay.
But I use lists to put my list
together.
You
have your own list?
My list.
Give it to me.
All right, so the top 10 Western New York stories of 2023. I thought number 10 was pretty easy with the election. The county executive got reelected. It was so talked about. It had, in my opinion, had to make the list. So that's number 10. Number 9, the Buffalo News moves to Cleveland. Number 8, redistricting again. Number 7, Brian, something I think you and I talked about at least once a week for several months, the cap on the 33 and the debate that sparks that. The new stadium was approved. The migrant crisis. The top shooter was sentenced. Rick Jenneret's death. Number 2, I forgot this one was this year. The earthquake. The fourth most powerful earthquake in Western New York that hit in February. I think people forget that was this year because it was so early in the year. And then the DeMar Hamlin's collapse on the field and his coming back to the NFL.
Trash list.
Okay.
That's what I like to say after every list that comes out. You can't put something at number 2 if your first comment about it is everyone forgot about this.
It was the fourth biggest earthquake in Western New York history. Yeah, well. I didn't say everyone forgot about it. Everyone forgot it was this year. I don't think anyone forgot about the earthquake.
No. I did.
Oh, okay.
Until you brought it up, I don't know if I ever would have thought of it again.
Okay.
I remember it. I slept through it. It was so big.
That's right. You weren't in that day.
Yeah, it was the day or two after my son was born.
That's right. That's right.
Slept right through it.
Yeah.
So big, everyone slept like a baby, including the baby.
That's good. Not here. I honestly thought something like a truck had run into the building. Like I honestly was like, what was that?
Yeah. I don't know. Wouldn't crack the top 10 for me.
Well, that's...
Gas stove ban.
Ah, crap. That should be on the list.
I mean, that would be my number two behind, you know, Damar Hamlin, obviously getting a... You know, so much national, global attention. That would have to be a top local story. But that would be my number two.
Okay.
I would kick off the earthquake entirely.
I wouldn't kick off the earthquake. I think we can just get rid of the Buffalo News moving to Cleveland and move everything up one.
I see. I think that's a big story. And it's only going to be more talked about the later and later the paper arrives throughout the new year.
Yeah, but the gas stove ban is only going to be talked about more and more as more places get built.
That's still number two. But yeah. I'm kicking off the earthquake.
Okay.
We're going to go now to, I didn't make any of them. I'm underprepared.
No,
I feel.
This is just like high school. I misunderstood the assignment.
I didn't know we were now making our own list.
Now you know what it was like to be a teacher of mine. Yeah. I misunderstood the assignment.
But no, in a good way, now we have even more material. I have the 10 best movies of 2023.
Oh.
According to ABC. The 10 best movies of 2023. Number 10, Barbie. The highest, the biggest blockbuster of the year, they put it number 10. Number 9, May, December. Never heard of it. Number 8, The Holdovers. I've never heard of this, but this is a little synopsis. Paul Giamatti is in this movie. Paul Giamatti shines as a grinchy teacher who's forced to remain on campus during Christmas break to babysit Angus, a student with nowhere to go. That's the plot of the first Harry Potter movie. They just took it without the magic and put Paul Giamatti in there. And how can that be a best movie?
I've never seen Harry Potter. I want to see this movie now.
It's Harry Potter. That's what happens. He stays there on Christmas break, and the grinchy teacher looks after him. 7, The Zone of Interest. 6, Maestro.
Oh, I do want to see that.
5, American Fiction. 4 is Anatomy of a Fall. I've never heard of any of these. 3, Poor Things. 2, Past Lives. And the number one best movie of 2023, according to ABC, is a tie between Killers of the Flower Moon and Oppenheimer. What a trash list.
I've never heard of one of the number ones. And the other one I thought for sure was...
You've never heard of... Which one didn't you never hear of?
Well, I've heard of Oppenheimer, so the other one.
You haven't heard of Killers of the Flower Moon?
No.
Leo DiCaprio, Scorsese, De Niro, huge blockbuster.
Should have heard of that one.
It was like one of three movies I actually have heard of.
Yeah, the only movies on that list I heard of was Barbie, Maestro, and Oppenheimer.
I still haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon. Read the book, like so excited to see the movie, and then I saw the movie's 3 hours long, and like good luck.
But wasn't Oppenheimer also 3 hours long?
Yeah, but I found one period I was able to go see it, sneak that in. I asked my wife, "You want to go see Killers of the Flower Moon?" I'm like, yeah, sure. When are we going to find the time to see a movie? Two. Once she found out it was 3 hours long, that was just not happening. So whenever that comes out on streaming, let me... Trash list, Joe. You cannot just have a tie at number one.
No, that's not fair.
Because that's not a 10 best movies of 2023 list.
It's 11.
You have now made an 11 best movies of 2023, which means Barbie is not one of your 10 best movies.
Right, just move Barbie out.
By definition, Barbie is not one of your 10 best movies if there are 10 in front of it.
They had to put Barbie in there, though, for people to click. It's the only reason Barbie's on the
unbelievable
the list.
So we kick it off on my lists that I had with a total trash list of the 10 best movies of 2023.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that list at all.
I saw one of them, Oppenheimer. I guess I saw the number one. Everything else would be a disappointment.
Yeah, I do want to see Maestro. I want to see it. I haven't, but I would like to see it. I think it's done some real...
I've said that about 50 movies in the last 5 years. I've seen none of them.
I almost watched Barbie last night. It was on HBO. But then I decided, Brian, to go to sleep.
Good one. That's a good choice. Good choice. All right, what's your next list for us?
Okay, now this, I did take other lists. This is my top songs.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a top 10 list of top 10 lists. Oh, I should have done that.
That would have been great.
That would have been good.
I don't have the... So this is my top 10 songs based on songs that charted, okay? So here's... To be on this list... It had to have been in 2023. It had to have been a song that I've heard. And it had to be a song that was on a chart. Okay? Not the Billboard's chart. It had to be on a chart. So these are my top 10 that I've heard that on some chart in America, the title of the song appeared on. Number 10, Fast Car by Luke Combs. I think that song, great, maybe a little overplayed at this point, but good song. Number 10, Fast Car, Luke Combs. Number 8, Next Thing You Know, Jordan Davis. It's a country song. It's pretty good. That was number 9. Number 8, Stars Like Confetti, Dustin Lynch. It played all summer. Number 7, Dance the Night, Dua Lipa. It's the only thing from the Barbie movie I know. It's a good song. You hear it at Wegmans all the time. So that charted. It's out at Wegmans. It's on my list. Number 6, Strangely Sentimental. That's a song that's big in the dance community. I listened to a lot of dance music over the summer. It charted. It's on my list. Number 5, All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. It charted several times this year. It's on my list. Number 4, Last Night, Morgan Wallen, obviously. Number 3, Tried That in a Small Town, Jason Aldean. I like it because it, a lot of people got upset with it. So that's number 3. It was also number 1 in America once. Number 2, Angels by Thomas Rhett. And number 1, Drugs from Amsterdam. My top 10 songs that I've at least heard of are on a playlist and have charted at some point in America.
I've heard of one of those songs.
Which one?
The Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
One for Christmas.
You've never heard Dance the Night Away? It's on at Wegmans all the time.
Who's, is there, does Wegmans now have a DJ? That was.
Good point. I mean.
I would never know. I would never know. And the only time I notice music there is when you go into I don't think they do this anymore. When you go into the beer section and it turns into AC/DC.
Oh, no, they do.
Oh, they still do that?
And I love that. But it's so fun. There are 5 songs playing at one time at Wegmans. You have a different song in the deli, then you do the bakery, then you do produce, then you do the...
I've never noticed this before.
Oh, dude. Walk in and notice. You will hear at least four different songs, depending. If you're at Alberta, you might hear 20 different songs going at once. I don't know what's going on there. They usually have a song in the vestibule, a song at the entrance. But the beer section, yeah, you know, it's Detroit Rock City playing over Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never noticed that before. But all right. So I've heard of one. It's like the movies. I've heard of 3.
Yeah.
So
you probably would have heard of more if I just gave you a top 10 list. But like I said, there was not one top 10 list I could find where I had heard more than 2 on a given list. So I was like, I'm going to make my own list of songs that I like that at least charted once.
I like that. We're going to rifle through a couple of these lists here that I have teed up as we approach the break here. 2023 best sellers. This is not a top 10 list. This is just a random list of I took 10 of the top 20 they put up here.
So these are for sure best sellers.
The most purchased products we covered this year at NBC News.
Oh, okay.
So the most purchased products that they did a review on this year, your best selling items that people looked up on the internet in 2023. A 5-in-1 electric head shaver, an ROC retinol correction eye cream, an N95 respirator, Aquaphor lip protectant and sunscreen, Blue Lizard kids mineral sunscreen, the original Casper pillow, CeraVe moisturizing cream. Joe, if I learned anything from the most purchased products of 2023, it's that we are just paler and more frail than ever. By the items people looked at, and Balder too, with the head shaver.
I've heard good things about that Casper pillow.
But well, it is one of the most. So I just found that list. I thought it was stupid.
The sunscreen protectant, lip gloss or whatever, lip protectant. I got that. That was in my stocking this year.
Well, that's yours and a lot of other people, Joe. It was a bestseller.
You know, for Christmas, my parents got us a trip to Florida, so everything in my stocking and a lot of the gifts that my son got were Florida related.
Pretty nice. Yeah. You might have got the other sunscreen too.
Probably. I have to go back and look.
All right. And 10 best new St. Louis restaurants of 2023, according to the Riverfront Times. Number 10, Bagel Union. Now, written in here, Joe, I said just pick any top 10 list. Now, in here, it said last year around this time, St. Louis bagel lovers were lamenting the loss of what was considered the last great bagel shop in town, the Bagel Factory. Now, We are awash in the wonderful boiled delicacies, with fantastic shops having sprung up all over town this past year. It's written in the write-up. Congratulations to St. Louis. I had no idea they went through such a tragedy and roller coaster ride when it comes to their bagels.
They
went from nothing to flourishing in bagel bakeries in just 2023 alone.
You've given me a topic next time I'm on in St. Louis. I did not realize this was going on.
I picked this for you. 9, Deli Divine, followed by My Marie, Vincini Pastoria. I think they make pasta.
Yeah.
Floor St. Louis, 1929 Pizza and Wine, Levels Nigerian Cuisine, Sado, Mainlander, and topping off the list is Wright's Tavern. So the next time you're in St. Louis, check out the best St. Louis restaurant of 2023, Wright's Tavern.
Wright's Tavern.
Joe, the floor is yours.
I do like, can I say this? I do like places named after a year. Like, you know, I don't know why. That seems to have really gone up in popularity. And, you know, you get like an old school pub feel in most of those places.
Yeah. I almost think it's like the generic thing. Put a year in there. You put like an X in the name. Like it's beer X wine or, you know, beer X burgers something like that.
Okay.
The logo is a circle that looks like an old hockey crest or something. Maybe it's got the wheat coming up on the bottom half of the circle. You know exactly what I'm talking about when I do this with my hands. It's the 1929... you know, refinery, Prohibition Ale House, anything with Prohibition in the name, that's like all the same stuff.
But the problem with that is a lot of these, you know, local, and I'm not saying local Buffalo, I'm saying local nationwide, local places take such a generic look. People will walk by it thinking, oh, this just must be some national thing. I'm looking for local. And I think that might be a big problem when you go generic with your logo.
Yeah, that is true.
I have three more, but I kind of want to wait till the next segment.
Okay, then let me go through one of mine.
Okay.
Because we can rifle right through these, Joe. We have listeners north.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give back to them the only way I knew how, by looking up a Best of Canada list. So I have the Best of Canada in 2023 list from the New York Times, because who better to comment on what went on in Canada in the last year than the good old USA? That's who you compare yourself up against all the time. So who made the best of, this is more of a write-up than an actual list, but the Best of Canada, best TV show, Nathan Fielder's dark comedy, The Curse. Have you heard that? He was the Nathan For You.
Oh, I've heard Nathan For You.
And he's got, he must be Canadian. Never knew that.
No.
You learn something new every day. Best movie, Past Lives, by Canadian director Celine Song.
Nope.
And an honorable mention goes to Blackberry, which I actually have heard of and want to see, the spoof movie about the Blackberry.
The phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
The company, like the whole story and everything.
I'd be interested in that.
I want to see that too. So Canada, doing great. Best Canadian songs, Alison Russell, Eve Was Black. Ryan Gosling, I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie.
Okay. I know Ryan Gosling.
Did you know he was Canadian?
Yes, I did know that.
I did not know that. I feel like that just gets thrown in there because it was popular.
Of course.
Could that really be any good? The Ken song from the Barbie movie?
I mean, if you don't think it, I'm going to go take a listen to it. But no, it's not good.
The best comedy, Sophie Buttle, a comedian from Ottawa. Way to go. And Tremonisha, an opera by American composer Scott Joplin, is the best classical performance in Canada, according to the New York Times. So Canada, there you go. It's my tip of the hat to our Canadian listeners out there. Just thought you'd like America telling you what you did best this year.
Isn't, I mean, that really is just a slap in the face. Hey, we're going to tell you what you're best at.
Joe, it's the most New York Times article ever written.
It is.
We know everything about everything.
Yeah. Speaking of the most New York Times article written, did you see what they did last week? They came up with how much money Mr. McAllister must have made to support that house and the trips they took in Home Alone 1 and 2. Like, only the New York Times would come up with something like that. Oh, Mr. McAllister must have been in the 1% they put in the article.
I mean, I've seen that article written 50 times every single Christmas. Right? Like, has that not? Haven't you? Don't you read that every year? You're like, you love Home Alone.
Yeah, but I like the movie. I don't really care about, let's put this in real life. No, I just want to watch the movie.
Everyone, I've seen that written about every single movie.
Home Alone.
How much do you think they, Friends, it's a very, how much would this cost to live in these apartments in Friends?
They couldn't
Seinfeld,
live there on
how
that.
Much did Seinfeld, don't you, there's five of those every single year,
yeah.
aren't there?
Yeah, it's annoying. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know, how did Jerry do this early in his career?
How did a stand-up comedian in New York City afford this apartment?
Well, he was on The Tonight Show.
Okay. We'll be back here. Best of 2023. It's rolling along. Hat tip to Canada. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Last segment of the year, Joe. We got a lot to get to. We had to get to this because we've been talking about Pop-Tarts all morning.
Yes.
There was a Pop-Tart football bowl game yesterday.
Kansas State, NC State.
The Pop-Tart Bowl. That's what it was obviously named. But it got us talking about Pop-Tarts. You said that after watching the Pop-Tart Bowl, somebody texted you saying that they went to the store and bought Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
So the marketing clearly works.
I had Pop-Tarts for breakfast.
I just saw you buying Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
People have Pop-Tarts on the brain this morning.
It's all over social media, which you know must mean people are talking about
it. I mean, good job on Pop-Tarts and Kellogg's for really getting that going. But top 10 Pop-Tarts, as we're doing our best of 2023 lists, what are your top 10 Pop-Tarts in order?
See, I'm gonna take the easy way out. It goes brown sugar cinnamon, strawberry, apple cinnamon, literally anything else. Like, I put everything else together, like, blah. I don't want it. I want
really?
It. Oh, yeah. Like, at the store. There's a reason. At the store, the variety pack is brown sugar, cinnamon, and strawberry.
Or the other one.
What's the other one?
Come on. The other two most popular flavors, one of which would top my list.
Blueberry and cherry?
No. Oh. S'mores and chocolate fudge.
I have to give s'mores another try because you said it. I did not like it the one time I tried it. I have to give it another try.
You said you never had chocolate fudge.
I had never had chocolate
fudge.
That's
the flavor I've had probably most often in my life.
I think the s'mores scared me. Like, I don't know, maybe I had a bad version. But the s'mores one I didn't like, and I was like, I'm sticking to the two that I know. You reminded me of apple cinnamon, which I had not had in years. I do have to go get myself a pack of those. But it's really brown sugar cinnamon or strawberry.
So mine would go at the top, tied for first. T1.
Okay, ABC.
S'mores and the brown sugar cinnamon.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the two best to me. My two absolute favorite. Second, or technically third place, the chocolate fudge. The one I've had more often than any other one. Just, it's great room temperature, great hot, great cold, just anything you want. Cherry, then strawberry.
Okay.
Which I think the cherry is just better. The cherry has more icing every single time than the strawberry. I think that's what does it. Then it's the, like, apple cinnamon streusel or coffee cake. There's always some version of that. It's always something different. But I like the one that's sprinkled in cinnamon crumbs and has the white icing laced on the Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Can you picture that and almost taste the frosting right now as I'm talking about
it? I'm looking at a picture of it, yes.
So that would be next. Cookies and cream after that. That's best cold out of the freezer. And then it's everything else, the rest of the list.
Yeah, I need to be more, what's the word? I've got to be more adventurous with Pop-Tarts.
New Year's resolution.
Be more adventurous with Pop-Tarts?
Eat more Pop-Tarts. Try, cast a wide net in the Pop-Tart aisle.
It's really not going to help the weight loss resolution that I've also made.
Resolution, having candy for breakfast. All right, but we are talking top 10 lists of 2023, going through a bunch of them, and we're covering the gamut, Joe. Everything from movies to Western New York stories to new St. Louis restaurants, and what do we have next?
Now, this one's a little more of a negative one, sorry. Top 10 closed businesses.
Jeez.
In Western New York.
Downer. I like it. I like it, though.
Start down the street with Scotch and Sirloin. Closed their doors this year.
If I could, it will never happen again. We need more businesses with no windows at all. Restaurants inside. Dark, old school style. Love the style inside. Sorry to say.
You like the Union Hall feel. when you go eat dinner.
Yes, yes.
Number 9, Christmas tree shop. Closed nationwide, but also here in Western New York.
It's
9,
open.
Not the Christmas tree shop.
It's not the Christmas tree store?
No. It might be, I mean, everything might still be there, but there's no store inside. They went out of business. They filed for bankruptcy and closed.
There's that many people parking at Target. They parked all the way to... Now that you're saying it, I know that that is a fact. There were cars in that entire parking lot last week.
Maybe someone opened up for the season.
Maybe that.
What's the sausage place that's always opening up for the gift packs for the...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe they went in there.
That's a lot of a lot of square footage for sausage.
So they closed nationwide, including here in Buffalo. Number 8, this one holds a dear place because it's where I had my wedding. Tapo Pizza on Chandler closed their doors. Became something else, but what it was when I got married there, no longer. Lafayette Brewing at the Lafayette Hotel closed their doors this year. Fun bar to go to on Washington. What?
Still open.
Oh.
I was just there.
When were you there?
The other week.
Their last day was December 17th.
Okay. But I had heard that it was closing, and I didn't think it was still open. And then we went. They kept it up for a while after they were going to close. I didn't know they actually finally closed their door.
Okay. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they've extended it. So,
if you have December 17th.
I just remember that from their Facebook. All right, so Lafayette Brewing, maybe. Number 6, Juicy Burger Bar in Hamburg closed their doors. Number 5, now they're coming back as something else, but Bagel J's, a place that we know and love. You brought up bagels opening. I'm bringing up, unfortunately, bagels closing. Number 4, do you remember this place, Brian? Tuesday morning, they had a few locations here in Amherst, one next to Junk Steakout.
Store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They closed. It was kind of knickknacks and stuff like that. Number 3, a place I know you love, the Lenox Grill, went out of business this year.
Too low.
Too low?
Too low on the list.
Sorry.
Their chef, though,
yes,
now at Dockside in North Tonawanda. So if you're looking for the same food,
good to know.
Come north of the border.
Number 2, this one right down the street from us as well, the Dessert Deli closed their doors this year. At one time, a very popular place, but they have... they have gone out of business, and you knew this had to be number 1 because I used to work there. The number 1 business closing, Western New York and nationwide, Bed Bath & Beyond closed their doors after filing for bankruptcy this year.
Pat wants to weigh in on that list, Joe. Pat, you're on WBEN.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. I know you said nationwide. I just jumped in on this in the middle, but the Como restaurant in Niagara Falls closed its doors this year, unfortunately. And 90-plus years of being in the community in the same spot, it was a tough pill to swallow and a surprise to a lot, but I don't know if you guys mentioned that one or not.
Pat, that's a big one. Thanks for the call and the shout-out. That's a, you know what that is, south of the border bias.
Sorry. That's a very popular place. I know Sandy Beach. Used to go to the Como a lot, probably did right before they closed. But yeah, the Como restaurant out of business. I should have put that one on the list. I don't know what I would have taken off. But yeah, sad to see those 10 places go. And not only did I have, work at Bed Bath & Beyond, when I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, they owned Christmas Tree Shop. So I did a lot of bringing stuff back and forth between those two stores.
On the text board, someone was just weighing in on the Pop-Tarts saying, miss the peanut butter. I want to amend my list, Joe, if I could. Same list, but then at the end I said everything else over here, except the peanut butter. That's not, I don't want that near a top list. That's just off any top list.
Never had it.
That's just thrown out. It's bad.
Was it bad?
To me, it's my personal list. If you like it, good, more for you.
Never had it.
I don't want it touching my top 10 list. It's not included in the everything else. So I just wanted to make that clear.
I'd like to try it.
Everything else except for peanut butter does not make the top list.
That's right.
Non-existent.
It's like when you're trying to describe an everything bagel to someone. But it doesn't have the cinnamon raisin. Oh, no, it doesn't have this.
Yeah. Everything except for the stuff that you like.
I love an everything bagel.
I have a food-related one, but I want you to do another one first because you have the good ones.
I don't know about that. Top 10 sports stories, according to me. Number 10, the drafting of Dalton Kincaid and what came.
So this would be Western New York centric.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Top 10. Well, all these lists have a tie into either me personally or Western New York. So far, my list have been top Western New York stories of 2023, my top 10 songs of 2023, and the top 10 closed businesses, but they all had to at least have a location in Western New York. So this is the top 10 Western New York sports story. Dalton Kincaid, the draft, and also his play this season, I think, number 10. Number 9, the fake Stephon Diggs offseason drama. Remember how built up that was?
That was big.
Number 8, super fan Mark from the Bisons had a bobblehead. I thought that was a pretty big event this year. Number seven, simply Ken Dorsey on the list at number 7. Maybe it's a little too high. Maybe that should have been lower on the list, closer to 1. Number 6, your 2023 NLL champions, the Buffalo Bandits, raising a banner at the arena. Number 5, not so much of a banner, the Sabres drought continues in 2023. Number 4, keeping it at the arena, Ryan Miller's jersey retired. So two banners going up this year. Number 3, the new stadium approved and ground has been broken on. Number 2, RJ's death. And number 1, DeMar Hamlin. And everything that's gone around it, what he sparked, his return to the NFL.
I think you're missing a couple on that.
I thought I would.
I would remove, I know this sounds stupid, I would take DeMar Hamlin off that list entirely. Because he's on the top Western New York story. He's number 1 on the top Western New York stories list. You don't get to duplicate as a sports story.
Okay. See, I have 3 things that are on both lists.
I would immediately replace him, jumping everything on your list to number 1. Jack Eichel wins the Stanley Cup in the most embarrassing moment in Buffalo sports history.
Yeah, that was a little too negative for my list.
It was the number 1. Jack Eichel embarrassing the Buffalo Sabres throughout the year by coming here, scoring a hat trick, and embarrassing the team, then going on to just over a year after he was traded away, demanding a trade out of Buffalo, getting his way, and going to Las Vegas, winning the Stanley Cup while we sit here missing the playoffs for what will be 13 straight seasons. The most embarrassing thing, worst moment in Buffalo sports history, I think that has to be number 1. And I would put, just tied to Ken Dorsey, just Buffalo coach drama. The Sean McDermott that, I mean, was that SNL was talking about Sean McDermott the week after that story came out.
So as you can probably tell from that list, all my lists, I'm trying to avoid recency bias. So I tried to dig for things that were big early and mid-year, and maybe I was too heavy.
Early year bias.
Yeah. Maybe I was too early year. I'm just really, on these lists, I really wanted to avoid recency bias. So that's why, but I think the Eichel thing probably.
Most of the, you know, it's funny, because you see all these, especially music, all of the music top 10 lists I see, recency bias. Like, you want to make a list, make sure your record is released after November 1st.
Yeah.
Like, make sure it's the one that people are still listening to right then and there. But that would be my thing. DeMar Hamlin, it's almost too big to be number 1 on the Buffalo sports stories. Yeah. It's still, if you couldn't tell, Joe, it still sticks with me.
The Eichel thing.
It's still my.
And here's the thing, like, the Sabres getting good and winning a cup doesn't remove that, unfortunately. It's like one of those things that's just always going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what happens in the next decade, you're not erasing the Eichel hoisting the cup. Like, that happened, unfortunately.
It's just the double dunk on Buffalo. The game and then the cup, just. Anyways, best people.com, Joe.
All right.
Their most popular recipes of 2023.
Okay.
And I like this one because they publish hundreds of recipes a year. These are the ones that people wanted to eat the most in 2023. And this is one I think we could agree with. Every single one on this list sounds to somebody, even if not to me, delicious. 1, these amazing looking chicken parm sandwiches. Now, Joe, you might think, what idiot needs to go to people.com to look up a recipe to make a chicken parm sandwich? It's 4 ingredients. It's the chicken, it's the sauce, it's the cheese, and it's the bread.
Yeah.
But these look pretty good. It was one of the most popular recipes of 2020.
And it probably tells you everything from breading the chicken to how to cook the chicken to I can see where there might be steps to what seems very simple.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but this might turn me on. Espresso hot chocolate.
That sounds good.
Again, do you just dump the little teacup of espresso into a hot chocolate?
I can't imagine there's any more steps to that. I mean, I love hot chocolate. And you throw some espresso in there, now you're awake and you have hot chocolate.
Lobster fried rice.
Now we're talking.
Pulled chicken nachos with corn, zucchini, squash, and cilantro crema.
There it is.
That looks good. Carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. Not for me, but for somebody else. French onion chicken, blue cheese and bacon burgers, a BLT with bacon, garlic, aioli, and we've gotten everything just for you, Joe, and everything bagel galette. Is it a galette? I don't know. But it looks like a pizza. It's an everything bagel pizza with eggs on it. If you're not hungry now, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I just don't. There's not a bagel that beats the everything bagel, like in my opinion. I know I'm in the minority because when I was a kid.
All of it's ironically, everything beats the everything bagel. It's on my list.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I'd always want, you know, my parents would always go to, at the time, Manhattan Bagel at the end of the street and get a dozen bagels. And I would always want two everything bagels. And they would request that be put in a separate bag because they didn't want my everything bagels being with the rest of the bagels.
You know, that's how you know it's bad. Like, there's a biohazard contamination separate bag for this nasty bagel. We can't put it with anyone else's.
I love it. I love it. You know, you go to New York City, you get an everything bagel with some salmon and some capers and some onion. Oh, now we're in.
All right. You're next list, Joe.
All right. My last list. Top five mysteries of 2023. This is kind of just all over the place. It has nothing to do with Western New York. Number five. Number five. I did this to be funny. People probably won't find it funny. The number five mystery of 2023. Ron DeSantis's campaign. Where did it go? What happened?
It's a good one.
It's non-existent. Number four, the flying balloon. Now, we finally answered where that balloon came from.
The Chinese spy. There's actually a new article on the Chinese spy balloon.
But that was a mystery for some time in 2023. Number three, a question that you might ask all the time, is this AI? The advancement of AI actually causing more mystery?
I am actually asking that more and more now.
Number two, UFOs. Finally, we talked about UFOs in Congress. There was a sighting in Australia of some out of this world material.
Two in one night.
That's right.
We talked about it this morning.
And the number one mystery of 2023 that was tragically solved, the Titan submersible for a week that consumed America of where is this submersible? Unfortunately, it was at the bottom of the ocean.
That's a big one. On the text board, someone mentioned, we have not mentioned in any of the lists, if we're doing local, Josh Allen being on Madden.
Yeah, that should have been on my sports list.
That's a big one. Yeah. I mean, that is a pretty big, like, any Buffalo Bill on, like, that sort of platform. That's pretty crazy.
And the question is, will the Bills overcome the curse? They have two games to do it.
I think he did.
We'll see.
Cut his hair. That was all the Madden hair.
Yeah. That's right.
Every last follicle that's seen that Madden cover is gone.
That's true. I want to say, to end the show, Brian, I'd like to make a prediction. And I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it today. These will be the last words out of my mouth in 2023. So first, I just want to say it's been a pleasure, Brian. Looking forward to 2024. Love the audience. Looking forward to talking with you starting on January 2nd. I hope you have a very happy new year. The last words out of my mouth in 2023, the Buffalo Bills will be AFC East champions, and they will be the two seed in the AFC. That's a guarantee.
All right. Take it to the bank, and, you know, if not, come back on Tuesday, and just complain to Joe that he jinxed the whole thing. We will be back on Tuesday. Have a happy, safe new year. You still got a day of programming coming up here on WBEN. Thanks for being with us all throughout 2023. B-Maz and Beamer, we'll see you next year.